Hello, party people, and welcome to another episode of Cast Party, the official podcast of Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Sirianni, and with me today I have my co-party host, Juliana Tracy.
Hello.
And Ken Lazuski.
Hi, everybody. That was very newscasty today.
It was.
Your intro sounded like you were an anchor on the evening news.
And
I don't
now,
know why.
For the weather.
I was going to say that felt very anchory today. Very good, though.
Thank you.
You give the channel to people 4 and 7 here. For their money. You could do it.
I think I'm feeling inspired because we saw so many news cameras today.
Yeah.
Because we are recording on a very cool day, which is we all just came from the ribbon cutting of the brand new Shays 710 Theater.
Woo!
Yeah, that was awesome. That space is cool. I can't wait for everybody to see it.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous. Come see Dream Girls to go see it. I mean, see the show too, but like,
truly, hats off to Nakia Campbell, our producer, our lead producer of Dream Girls, and Nyla and Karen of Nyla's, of Ansari Saxon Productions. This is the inaugural production of this newly christened Shays 710.
So and their company,
special.
Right?
Yeah.
That's Karen and Nyla's first show. And if you haven't listened to our podcast, we did an episode on Dream Girls, which is probably one of my favorite ones.
Yes.
We got to peek our head in at a dress rehearsal, and the show is, like, so good, you guys. Like, you have to go see it.
Even I went.
That's right.
And I haven't been to many shows here. Not that I probably should, but, like, they're terrific. Blown away.
It just occurred to me, Ken, that both shows that you've seen with us at in our theaters are both around, like, the Motown.
I told my family that it was Ain't Too Proud, and then
now Dream Girls.
Dream Girls. Yeah. And they're kind
of, well, because Dream Girls is essentially telling the story of Motown without saying like the names of the actual people. So like Dina is Diana Ross.
Diana Ross. So I didn't realize that, Juliana, until after I was reading on it.
I don't want to spoil anything, but like, there's this one wig that the actress who's playing Dina has that I went, oh, hi, Diana.
Because I was just like, I called my grandma after and I'm like, do you remember like the Dream Girls? Like, I thought that was the name of an actual group. And she's like, no, Kenny, it's based on.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah.
I was completely, I had no idea, by the way, that this is all made up.
At one point,
these are real people.
There was like, in Dream Girls, like there was a couple actors like doing sort of Temptation-y movements, and I was like, oh, they're the Temptations, sort of.
Oh my God.
But special day.
Special day.
The bar looks great.
Yeah.
Everything, the digital signage outside. I'm excited to see it in the evening because it's kind of hard to see it during the day, obviously, with glare and all that.
I heard it was like the weekend's blinding lights when they turned it on. Like,
I can't wait.
Like Christmas Vacation when Chevy Chase plugs in the lights. Like, that was the energy of the.
Great drink menu, great venue, great show. Can't go wrong. So.
And shout out to Carmina Wood and Buffalo Construction Consultants, who had a really great day debuting this building. They've been so nice, and they did a really wonderful job. I can't wait to see what they bring to the Capital campaign. All right. And then what else we got going on? A lot. We got a lot going on here at Shays Buffalo. Some of you guys might already do this out in the community, but our Shays Arts Engagement and Education Department, they are gearing up for the Wonder Awards season. And that means they're looking for adjudicators. And if you don't know, an adjudicator is someone who is an arts educator, an industry professional, or another qualified type of theater artist across Western New York. They volunteer and they go to the different high school productions that are in the Wonder Awards competition. And they see the shows 3 to 5, very minimal commitment. Any traveling you do, the mileage can be reimbursed. I've been doing this for the last 2 years. And when I was a young teenager, I, you know, participated in this program. So I can say firsthand how not only rewarding it's been as an adjudicator, but how full circle it's been. You guys, definitely, if you feel like you want to give back to the community, we'd love to have you. You can check out the application on our website, and the deadline is September 28th.
Ooh.
Do I count as a, what was the other?
Am
I an other qualified theater professional since I raise money at a theater?
I think so.
You could.
Yeah, you
can get an unbiased, un-theater person point of view.
Do you think you
I'm not a non-theater person. It's not like I was like against theater. When I say non-theater, it sounds like I'm not. I'm just not knowledgeable like you guys are. You guys are experts. I feel
you could maybe spin it like as a common man audience, but who knows?
I heard that.
Did you hear proscenium? I said proscenium. Remember?
No,
you said Dreamgirls, proscenium. I said it wrong though.
You said it. You were like,
bless your whole heart.
What is it? The dude from like Finding Nemo when they're like,
I said proscenium or some persimmonum. It's whatever. But I was like, Brie, that's the proscenium. And then Juliana and Cassandra are like, no.
Heavy sigh. Well, at least you tried.
It is. It's around the...
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's what
And they
that
come
is.
Out.
They do it, because it's what kind of stage is that, Ken?
Circle.
No.
We talked about this type of stage.
Oh, no.
You laughed
a half circle.
No, you laughed at
Remember?
The
yeah, you thought it was kind of scandalous.
Oh, I don't know.
Ready?
There's so much scandal,
it's
I can't keep up with it.
A... Thrust stage.
Oh, the thrust stage in the proscenium. Yes, yes,
yes. The stage thrusts out toward the audience. Ha, 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 ha.
Jeez.
Does that make sense?
I'm the only mature one here during this conversation.
Yeah, clearly.
But no, but yes, I was so proud of my... Now I'm not proud of myself because I forgot about the thrust stage.
That's okay. That could be our theater time of the day.
Can I, like, throw that around tonight in front of all the reception at 6?
I'm
going to start.
I mean, you could be like, the show is so much better now that it's on the thrust.
Wow, I may have to have a drink before I say that to make myself confident enough to say that, because that sounds really that sounds good.
That's
like,
good. Yeah.
The show's enhanced because they're just right in the audience on this thrust state. Like that.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm going to blow it out of the water tonight.
It's always good if you call something visceral, too.
Oh, yeah.
Visceral?
Yeah.
Get your tickets for Dreamgirls because
get your tickets for Shea 710 the whole season.
Also,
right? Because you can get seasons at 710. So get your seasons.
You can get two seasons at 710. You can get the Shea 710 theater season, and you can get the musical fair season.
That's, yeah.
Ken, can you name all the shows in those seasons? He's flipping me off.
What you doing? Mamma Mia, Dreamgirls, the men one.
A few good men.
So that's, yeah.
Because somebody called me the other day, asked for group sales, and I sent her to our lovely Mary O'Shea because I didn't even, I had no idea what was going
on.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
That's musical.
That's part of musical fairs.
I know, but I'm just thinking of the music that was playing. Like, because I overheard Bridget say she made the playlist based on, because there's music, spoiler, there's music in the lobby and bar area of the new Shea 710, like ambiance
really
music.
Cool.
And it's very cute.
Really
it brings up the energy. It's beautiful. And she based that playlist off the shows that will be at 710 this year.
Nice work, Bridget.
That's it. That's all I got.
You got? Okay. Come From Away, Irving Berlin's White Christmas. Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
But yes, essentially there's a lot of stuff going on between 710 Smith, Shays, Buffalo, Outsiders, Teching here. Curtain up next week.
Insane.
The 19th as we're recording this.
And we're still in our centennial season, so we've got like tricks and surprises up our sleeves for the year ahead. So
the Centennial Bourbon came out.
That's right.
Hartman's. Congratulations, Rita, as we're kind of doing a general discussion here of all things Shays. Yep, we had a party last Friday.
That's
at Hartman's to launch it officially. Rita was, along with other few staff members here, helmed that whole launch and collaborative process with them. And it sold out, right?
I think we tried to sell the first 100 bottles that first night. Thank you, Hartman's, again. And we did that. And now they've been sold out to distributors. So you can definitely check that out. But yeah, no, thank you to the Shays team. Special big shout out to our stagehand, Sean Flahive, who was
Sean.
The mastermind behind this.
He always plays the dice.
Yeah.
At the
Matinee.
With Matinee.
Love Sean. Terrific guy.
Sean, Rex, and Kev at Matinee are the masterminds behind this.
Thanks,
and
Rex
and
Kev.
Just sent some emails. They're the best. It was truly their
brainchild. I got bottle
three. Number three?
Yep.
Wow. I saved bottle number 17.
You did save certain bottles, I remember, yep.
I'd like to give it to Josh Allen. If anyone knows him. Let me know. I have a bottle of bourbon.
I mean, we have
for
Bill's
him.
Contacts from DeGale and things, sure.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm putting it out there, though.
Don asked if there's going to have, Don Ware, one of our board members, asked if there's going to be in the spotlight lounge.
I love
if
Don Ware. That's a great question.
I know. Shout out Don. Thank you, Don. Don and his wife are wonderful.
That's
they
a
hosted
good
actually a beautiful party at their house for Shays to raise money for Shays, so they're terrific.
They're the best. And to answer Don's question, we will have the bourbon, the Shays Centennial bourbon, at our bars at Matinee. And if you really want to buy a bottle right now, you could go up the road to Noble Root or give Hartman's a call, and they will definitely let you know where it's being sold.
Congratulations, all involved with that.
Yay. And like I said, more ahead. But all right. So that's kind of a good big old gist of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Which, like, again, hats off to the folks here at Shays, because doing all spinning all these plates is incredibly impressive, and I'm always in awe of our team here. All right, so we have a very exciting topic today.
We do.
It is The Outsiders.
Woo!
I have great expectations for The Outsiders.
Are you both seeing? Well, yeah, right.
Yeah. Yes. Seeing, yeah. And I already saw it, so I.
Oh, you did?
I'm stoked to see it
you
again.
You saw it already in Broadway?
I saw it on Broadway.
Wow.
Those tickets are like impossible to get too. So, like, hats off to you.
Thank you. Me, Chris, and his friend from old theater days went, and Chris and his friend almost got kicked out of the theater at the end.
Whoa,
because they were so obsessed with all the special effects and tech that they were like studying the stage afterwards to try to figure it out.
Oh, can't be. Those are the secrets. It's like a magician.
Yes.
Can't be doing that shit. This is David Copperfield.
Who is a magician?
Yeah.
Yes, who I saw here at Shays in the 90s. Thank you, Rita.
Remember in our episode when I was like, oh, you saw a musician, and then you were like, that's a magician.
Yes,
that's
a callback. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Go listen to that episode, too. A lot of throwbacks to other episodes today.
But yeah, I you know, normally sometimes I'll like create a little game really quick to kind of unpack the show, but I have such a fondness for the movie, and like, you know, we talked about the book a little bit already, that I just thought it'd be kind of cool to just talk to you guys, because I mean, we've had it teching here for the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
So we've seen boxes in our hallways and our lobbies.
Oh, and for some of you who just know what that is, I think we might have done this, but
crash boxes or tech?
Yeah, what's tech? Yeah, because I didn't know about it until I started working here.
So a tech is like that in-between section between a rehearsal and a rehearsal room, and when a show is polished and, you know, critic and audience ready for opening night. So basically it's them, their process of moving the production onto the stage. It can be a really long process, especially for our stagehands and our technical designers and our creatives, because they're, you know, they're doing everything down to the exact moment, whether it's a light cue, a sound cue. I think all of us thought we were going mildly insane the other day in the offices because they were working one moment over and over again, which I won't spoil what it is, but
I got scared the first time.
It was very loud.
I had no idea what was going on. Yeah. And I'm like, we're in the admin office upstairs, like, what the hell? Especially me, because I didn't know this particular moment even happened in the show. And I'm like, all right, is everybody okay? Like, is everybody outside okay? Like, I thought it happened outside. Like, oops, spoiler, it happens outside.
It had this like
Outsiders.
Jeez. This is a winner. That was a winner. I like that.
It had that like the sound effect in question had this like kind of ringing that starts it too.
Yes.
Yeah. So starts and ends it.
Yeah. So I thought I was developing that condition where you have the ring.
Yes.
I was like, oh no, and then it would go.
So if you see any of us and we all seem a little off lately, it's because we've been dealing with the ringing in our ears, opening 710 and going crazy, so there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
But they've been here for a little while now, right? Yeah. Well, and it looks like NASA. Like, all the computer, like, it literally looks like, maybe I can say that, maybe not, whatever, but it looks like, and all the behind-the-scenes folks got their computers, they got their, you know, nobody really understands, unless you're in it, how much goes into this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then again, it's not like a movie where you record, like, this is every night live,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's two times a day, mm-hmm. like, on the weekends, right? I'm there, but, like, the amount of appreciation I have for all involved since working here is amazing. And I know you guys listening know, because you're patrons and theater, you know, supporters, but it's just wild.
We've won them over.
Yes.
Well, they're very talented people. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They got all these, it looks like NASA.
Yeah, this show, I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's very tech heavy.
Yes.
Like, and you could tell from like the commercial reels and like the Tony Award performances, they have so much more to coordinate than, let's say, like a two-hander, like a two-person show.
Like your one-woman show?
Yes, like my one-woman show in the lounge. Like there's no costumes.
It'll be playing at Shea 710 Cabaret Space.
There's no cool effects that are happening, but this one is on the stage.
I get a fog machine for Juliana. Juliana walks out
with fog, and she goes, Les Mis.
Wow, yeah, write this down.
Les Mis.
What's the blocking on that?
Oh, good term, yeah. I love Les Mis. The kids all die. They do. The kids die. It's very sad movie.
Well,
sure.
Not really.
I don't think you'll ever get over that, Ken.
No, I don't like that one. That's too sad, no.
But actually,
it's too sad, no.
Speaking of kids, though, one thing that's really kind of cool about The Outsiders is that, you know, this is a started off as a book written about written by a teenager about being a teenager, about, you know, having coming from one side of life and looking at the other side of life and feeling like they don't connect or you don't fit in. And I just really find those themes to be not only like great for a coming of age story, but kind of universal. Mm-hmm. I was even thinking about like Sochas and Greases versus like Sharks versus Jets and like how that is also like a common like theme in theater. So I really feel like if you are coming to see The Outsiders, whether you're coming to see the tech or you're coming to see the story or you're coming to see the choreography, like this is, there's, it's so rich and there's so much to unpack in this production. It's really special. So definitely, if you have an opportunity to come grab tickets, please come join us.
Can you sample? However, can we have a sample?
No.
Okay. I tried, Vinny. Like, I tried. I really tried to get her sing.
Oh, also, big news for the podcast listeners
big
out
news.
There. Rita and Ken got to meet Vinny.
Wow.
And
yeah.
He was a delight.
Thank you.
He's sponsoring the show now. Let's give him enough airtime.
No, he's not, but we should get him on.
No, he should be.
Poor ears are probably ringing.
Well,
just like ours.
His very nice mother asked us if he could be on it.
Yes.
Oh, his mother did?
His mom. Yeah, so sweet.
And we met Mr. Rita.
Yeah, you met my dad. Thank you, Diego, for buying the first bottle.
So The Outsiders has got, like, other side of the track kind of feel? Like, what's life like on the other side?
Yeah, so it follows Johnny Cade and Ponyboy Curtis, and...
That's their names?
Yeah.
They have names, or that's their names?
That's their names. Their names, yeah.
No.
Yes!
No. Oh, my God. Named him that?
Ponyboy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I did find it was funny. Right. Like, their oldest brother is named Daryl, the middle is Soda Pop, and then the last one's Ponyboy. I'm like, how did you go from Daryl, or, right, no, is it Daryl? Like, who's
the oldest brother?
She was feeling it then.
Wait, yeah, but the oldest brother has a normal name. And
the oldest has a normal name?
Yeah.
Oh, so she figured out, one can, start off strong, and then the rest, whatever.
Well, I know that Patrick Swayze plays that character in the movie, so in my head I almost went like, oh, Patrick.
No, it's like, it starts with a D, because it's either
I think it is.
Gary or
it is Daryl.
Oh, because Alice is the other one. Because I would always confuse when I was reading the book,
that's
my
funny.
Brain, like, for some reason, because I was like Derry, and then Dallas is the like another character.
Yes,
in the book
you're right.
Very important. And I saw the D A and double lettered name, and immediately because they would call him Dally or something like that. And
yeah, Derry.
Derry and Dally.
Yeah.
Wait, so what is it? Daryl.
Yeah,
Soda
so
Pop
it was Daryl, Soda Pop, and Ponyboy. And I want to. I know in the this is not a spoiler, but their parents are dead. And part of me wants to go to their parents and go like,
what were you?
What?
I would be.
Why?
I'd be upset.
So
they're definitely getting picked on. There's no doubt about it.
Kenny, I don't know if you've ever looked or watched Have you ever watched the movie?
Never.
Listen to this cast in 1983.
Well, yeah, I know the cast was crazy, right?
Ready?
It's all the Brat Pack
stacked.
Kids.
Matt Dillon played Dallas. Patrick Swayze played Daryl. Emilio Estevez played Two-Bit Matthews. Tom Cruise played Steve.
Oh my God.
Diane Lane played Cherry Valance. Rob Lowe was Soda Pop Curtis. And then you have the one only Ralph Macchio, a.k.a. the Karate Kid, as Johnny Cade. And then C. Thomas Howell was Ponyboy Curtis.
This is all the Brat Pack kids from the...
This is a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stacked cast.
Stacked.
Jesus. So, is it movie like a hit? Cult classic?
Yes.
Is it big? Is it like...
I remember renting...
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's a Francis Ford Coppola.
When did it come out?
1983.
All right, so not too crazy.
I rented it, and I watched it all weekend when I was a kid. And what was really nice about seeing The Outsiders was it like kind of gave me that same feeling of the first time I watched the movie. And that, to me, is always like the mark of a good show. And
aww.
It really is good.
Daryl.
Daryl.
What a letdown. How do you go from, like, what are you thinking? Like, so obviously my parents didn't love me. Like, look at their names. Like, they got all these cool names. I'm Daryl.
I would feel bad. Yeah. Yeah. I'd have a complex.
Yeah, I'd be upset.
Somebody said, though, that in, like, sibling relationships, there's always one with the, like, the good, like, the cool name, and then one that's just, like, Jen. Like,
I always, I have an example of this, which is my own family. So my dad is the oldest. His name is Diego. Hi, Dad. Then his second old, or youngest brother, wait, then his brother underneath him is Alfredo. Mm-hmm. And then his youngest brother is Pietro. But then right in the middle there is Anthony.
Oh, come on, Anthony, yeah. Tony.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you still got a nice Italian name, but it could have been Zestier.
It could have been really, yeah, really great.
Mine is Juliana, which is, like, not super common, but, like, you could argue that's, like, flowery and long.
Or, that's a great name.
That's a great name, beautiful
thank
name.
Thank you. And then my brother is Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Named after my father. Like, it's not even, he's like, boo, come on.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Well, what are your siblings' names? It's Ken, Kayla,
and Kyle. Yeah, all K's.
Wow. What if you had a fourth sibling and they just went like Daryl,
Bob, Bob, Bill, Ron?
Oh my god. But yeah, for the Outsiders, book is by Adam Rapp. Who this is his first musical that
Kayla
he wrote.
Rapp?
No, great Renee question.
Rapp, I'm just kidding.
Nope, Adam Rapp, R-A-P-P. Actually, a really long time ago, I read one of his plays called Red Light Winter, and he's a phenomenal playwright, and I think he really makes the page-to-stage accomplishment.
Page-to-stage, street-to-seat. All the there we go, another one.
And then music, page-to-stage.
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 I might use that also in conversation tonight.
If you don't mind, yeah.
Outsiders is such a great page-to-stage. Thrust stage.
Hey, every time I hear you tonight make a buzzword happen, I'm gonna like, I'm gonna like shot. Do like a Pee-wee's,
back, yeah, just yeah, like,
Pee-wee's Playhouse it, and be like, ah!
Just all the music stops. And you just start, holy
start
god!
Lights,
yep. Yeah, like, he did another
it,
one.
He did it.
Thrust stage.
Music and lyrics by Justin Levine and the Jamestown Revival. Justin Levine, I was looking at his credits today. He's done, like, Here Lies Love.
Oh, my God.
Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson.
Oh, my favorite.
What is that about?
Yeah.
Jackson.
Which Jackson?
Michael.
No.
We Andrew. Literally said Andrew. Yeah.
Michael. Oh, this is a good one today, folks. We're
can't
on.
Take him anyway.
Is that ringing in my ears from the whatever?
The tinnitus.
Yeah, tinnitus.
But yeah, dude, Ken, I look forward to you seeing the show and practicing your theater words. And
what show?
Outsiders. Ooh. And Dreamgirls.
Yeah, you're going to see
yes,
it.
And.
Yes, I'm seeing both. I can't wait to see both. I'm so excited.
It's gonna be good. We got a lot of great stuff going on here. Yeah, the cast of The Outsiders is here. They were rehearsing, now they're here. So now we're at the point of tech where we can hear the actors on stage. And that's maybe...
I thought that was you.
That's...
And
yeah.
Juliana.
I asked them if they needed an understudy, yeah. But they yeah. said, ma'am, what are you doing in here?
Yeah, please leave the... Please leave
get
the
out.
Premises.
Juliana is going to be performing in the Spotlight Lounge starting next week, Wednesday.
I know.
Her one-woman show of...
My point being, before
I haven't listened to the
I haven't
album.
Listened to it, so I cannot sing to it because I don't know it, and I won't see it until Tuesday. And usually Tuesday is the first.
It's show, not this time,
but
right?
This time is the Wednesday.
Yes,
or not the Wednesday. We open on the Wednesday.
Yep, we open on Wednesday.
So I won't know. I won't. I only know Great Expectations. I know that one.
Oh,
yes. I heard it.
Oh, keep it going, Julian.
I don't know the rest of it.
It's good.
Expectations. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I love what we're offering out to our audience this week with
I
this
know,
moment.
Yeah,
please,
it's good.
Please go see the show. Ready? It's kind of like this.
It's good.
Essentially, they're building stuff here. They got NASA headquarters in the theater. NASA headquarters. We got all the tinnitus in our ears. Is that a tinnitus?
Tinnitus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although John Herbert said it was tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
And then he knew.
Well, then we'll take
one. That sounds like he just read the word off online and had never said it out loud before.
We will see if our chief financial officer listens to this show to see if he gets this far to know that we're talking about him and his tinnitus. Which he made up. He made that up for sure.
I don't know. He said he had a friend.
His friend for sure has only read that word.
It never did. But yeah, there's a lot. Guys, Outsiders is next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Week from today, 17th.
It's a crazy time. As you can tell, we have become squirrels here. We are squirrely. There's too much going on. We're too excited by all of it.
But we wanted to share it with you.
Yes, we had to, for the sake of the pod.
It's fall. Summer's over. Little recap of what's going on at Shays. See Outsiders. See Dream Girls. Come to Curtain Up.
Yeah.
Go get a Hartman's Centennial bottle.
It goes down smooth. Like, it's really good.
It goes down smooth.
Yeah. I'm not a bourbon drinker.
No, me neither. So yeah. And it was you know, made by our very own Wurlitzer, which we appreciate.
Go sign up for the adjudicator. I'm going to do it.
Honestly, I think Ken's joking, but folks.
Insulting. That's incredibly insulting. Thank you.
No problem. sorry, I meant to say, I think Ken's a joke, but you should definitely. I'm sorry, I was just kidding. You should definitely sign up to be an adjudicator if you can. It's a great time. Please don't throw the plushie at me.
No,
I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry for my words. There's a look.
Makes you feel better.
There's a sparkle of violence in Ken's eyes, so I'm going to wrap up this episode. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Ken, you did a great job with that campus shout out. So I'm going to let things wrap up. Unless, Juliana, do you got anything else for the...
Go Bills! See the Outsiders and Dream Girls. That's it.
That's right. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us this week at Cast Party. Ow, I've been hit with two plushies. We hope you enjoyed the vibes, got some exciting tea, and we'll see you at rehearsal. Until then, Ken, why don't you play us out?
Yes, let me scoot over.
He seriously doesn't play the piano. I don't know at all. Yeah.
Cast Party is presented by Shays Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Shays Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.